work for prayer spaces in schools in Oxfordshire. And we've set up a prayer space for you to explore an encounter with God this morning. And I just thought we'd find a bit about them. So, Catherine, tell us about yourself.
Okay, thank you. My name is Catherine. I live in Oxford, not very far from here, about 5 minutes down on St. Clement's. I go to Emmanuel Church, when we meet at Magdalen College School. I used to be a teacher, primary school teacher, before beginning to do this. There we go.
Hello, my name's Joe. I live in a village called Grove, which is towards the south of the county. Maybe you won't have heard of it. It's where Williams is based. Puts us on the map. And I went to Swans University to do economics. And then having finished that, I came back. Didn't know what to do. Prayed. Catherine came along and was doing a prayer space in my local school, which I kind of helped out as a kind of local person. And then gradually felt cool to get more involved, and I did. The end.
Right, to help you get an understanding a bit more about prayer spaces, we're going to show you a video. It's about 4 minutes long. And if you'd like to try and get so you can see it, that would be great. Can you see that? Is that? Yes, there's a few nods. Okay, this is about prayer spaces.
Okay, so we've had quite a lot of prayer spaces that have happened in the last 2.5 years. As I said earlier, I was teaching before I did this, and I ran a prayer space in the school that I was in, which is just down near Wallingford, and then just felt called to take it out and trial it in the county. So the first year that we did this, we had about 10 prayer spaces that happened. Then last year, 24, and by the end of this year, 30 will have happened in this academic year. So it's kind of like grown incredibly over the course of the last 2.5 years. In Oxford itself, in this particular area, we ran a prayer space at Headington at St Andrews, CAV Primary School, because Nick is loved there. And that's how it happened, basically. They trust him, so they trusted us. And we went in and ran a prayer space for 3 days there. Nick led some of the sessions, and the school having another one in March or April time, where Nick will be leading a lot more of it with some people from here, maybe.
There's some people here who there, yeah.
And also there's been at the Spies Academy down the Cowley Road, they've had 3 prayer spaces in the last year and a half, and each time that they've had one, the head teacher has been in there for a little bit longer, and it's just been incredible to kind of see how she now sees it as a really important part of the community in that school. And I think for us, we'd love to see a prayer space in every single school in this city, in this county, in this country, and further afield. But actually, it's more about just seeing kind of a spiritual awakening in our schools. Our schools at the centre of our communities. Parents obviously spend lots of time in schools, grandparents, other members of the local community. And if we can see our schools kind of like just turning towards God and our children learning how to connect with God and taking that back into their families, I think we can see huge transformation in our communities. So that's what we're hoping for. It's a big dream, but I think it's possible with God. That's what it looks like in Oxford.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. We're going to explore a prayer space in here as part of our time of worship. So Joe's going to talk us through all the different things, and Catherine and I are going to put a few things out in the middle here. While you do that, Joe, off you go.
Awesome. Okay, should we start over here? Give these guys some room. So these are all activities that we'd have in, some are in primary school, some in secondary school, as they are here. So in this area, we're thinking about what we're thankful for. So there's some Play-Doh, and you can kind of make those things that you're thankful for as an expression of that thanks. And there's paper and pens, same as, but with drawings. And then in this corner, underneath this gazebo over here, there's a big map on the floor, and it's thinking about people perhaps that we know that live in different countries or situations that are going on around the world, and there's some post-it notes and pens. You can kind of pray into some of those situations and stick kind of the post-it notes on that country, and there's also some newspapers down there, perhaps just a chance to read through some of the news from this kind of week, and again just kind of pray into those situations. And then just here in between, there's a plasma ball. And it's just, as you kind of interact with it, just thinking about kind of comparisons that you can draw with the way that we interact with God when we pray. And here, just thinking about this kind of please prayers. So what is on your mind? What are you worried about? What do you need? Are there things you want to see changed? And there's some paper on the floor here that's looking a tiny bit worse for wear. And some post-it notes and a bubble tube. And you can kind of write your prayers just straight onto the paper or stick the post-it notes onto the bubble tube. And then this area, thinking about forgiveness. So there are some water and some vitamin C tablets. You can pop one of the vitamin C tablets in and just, as it begins to dissolve and fizz, just think about those kind of feelings that you hold on to of unforgiveness just kind of going. So we'd use that in a primary school. And then over here there's some MP3 players and some stones and some water. We had a bit of trouble in the last one because that speaker was quite loud, so you might not be able to hear the MP3 players. If that is the case, it's a track that talks you through, so you pick up one of the stones and perhaps just think about someone that you need to forgive. Hold on to it, and then when you feel that you're able and ready, you can drop the stone in and just think about that forgiveness. And we've got here's thinking about trafficking. So there's some stories from Stop the Traffic about trafficking that you can read, and then there's some paper chains. Write your prayers onto the paper chains and just kind of hang them up. Then there is sand. So thinking about things we're sorry for, you can just write sorry into the sand and then brush it away, kind of representing that fact that actually we are forgiven and that when we say we're sorry, that God forgives us. And then I think finally, there's hands on the floor. And it's just kind of reminding us that actually God knows who we are. God's got his, it says in Isaiah, I think, that God's got his name written on our hands. And there's some pens you can just write your name on. Because God knows who you are. Oh, and finally, big questions. There's some paper. You can just write down your questions. Yep.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to explore all of this. So in part, it's just a chance to see what prayer spaces in schools do. But if you interact with it, then I found it quite powerful at moments where I've just met with God by doing some of these activities. So please be open to go, actually, yes, I'm exploring what this might mean in a school, but actually there's something for each of us in each of these spaces. So as we'll play some music, please feel free to walk around, and we'll be doing this for a little while. So off you go, explore away, and meet with God by doing all these different things.